Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treebwasser.
And welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People living by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And Jonah, today our special guests are Bill Bree Miller and John Roger, and they are both physical therapists, and we're going to be discussing the benefits of PT. So welcome, gentlemen.
John,
thank you.
Good morning. And Bill, how are you today? So tell us, John, what actually is physical therapy for someone who may not have ever had it or doesn't know about it?
Well, that's a good question. What we do, what we've been talking about, is treating movement disorders.
Right.
So I think in the past, people have realized that when you have an injury, and maybe, let's say, you have a fracture, a broken leg.
Right.
And you can't move your ankle very well anymore, you go to PT, and you can get it, you can get it fixed. You can do some rehab. But really, other types of problems that people can have where they're having trouble getting around, can't get up out of a chair, maybe some frailty,
right?
As people age, or something like back pain, where they come in, their main complaint is pain, but really they're having trouble moving, their muscles are in spasm.
So these are conditions that are not resulted from an injury directly.
That's true. We see a lot of people that have problems of that type.
Just mm-hmm. old age problems.
Well, not just old age problems. Sarah
would know about that.
I don't know. I'm just, you can have other ailments and quips and quibbles without being old, can't you?
That's true.
Gentlemen?
True. Well, a lot of times you start to have maybe something that's minor. Maybe you have a flare-up of arthritis or some joint pain, and then you stop moving.
Mm-hmm.
Then the muscles get weaker. So you have kind of a cascade of events. You have a worsening of symptoms until
so
people realize.
So what happens? Do you go, Bill, what happens? Do you go directly to the physical therapist, or do you seek out a doctor, say that scenario is the scenario?
Well, in New York State, you can come directly to a physical therapist. There is a direct access in New York State. However, most people do go to a physician, and hopefully the physician will refer the person to physical therapy. Oftentimes, it's as a last resort, and we would, like to see it happen more frequently or sooner, so that if someone is just starting to experience some back pain or an overuse injury from running, that they get into a physical therapist sooner, because it's much easier to treat something when it's in its beginning stages than once it's become chronic.
Well, now, Bill Bree Miller, let me ask you a question. Is there such a thing as prophylactic physical therapy? In other words, before things start falling apart or before you've had all those aches and pains, do you also teach people exercises?
Preventative.
Yeah, preventative exercises.
Yeah, absolutely. Back pain is a typical example. Someone might come in with just a slight case of back pain, and oftentimes we'll get them started on an exercise program, and through that exercise program, it'll reduce the risk of that becoming more severe in the future, or even developing, those type of symptoms.
Now, are you two gentlemen in practice with together?
We are,
yes.
Okay, and where do you have your locality?
Well, the main office, the first office that we started, is in Millbrook, New York, and then we opened a satellite office in Hopewell that's been not quite a year yet.
Right.
Oh, wow. Well, John Roger, you don't look old enough to be a physical therapist. That's a compliment.
I'll take it
because
as a compliment.
I assume that you have to have some type of credentials.
Yeah, how does one become
so
a physical therapist?
What is the degree path or training path? Or tell us how that happens.
Well, right now, physical therapists coming out of school have to have a graduate degree. And really the...
So you go to undergraduate school and you major in what?
You can major in health sciences, athletic training. I majored in biology, started out in general bio, and then decided I wanted to become a physical therapist.
Okay.
And right now, most programs are a doctoral degree, so there's a lot of training that's involved.
Wow. And Bill, let me ask you a question. How did you get to become a physical therapist?
I went to the Army Baylor program, did my undergraduate work in Tennessee, got a degree in biology, and got my master's at Baylor.
All right, and so you were an Army officer?
I was.
So do you like make little ladies stand up straight and say,
absolutely.
Tension!
Standing up straight is probably one of the better things for preventative anything.
Absolutely.
Good posture.
Well, you know, I think it's wonderful that anybody who goes into the health fields, whether the doctor, nurse, or as our two guests today, Bill Breemiller and John Roger, physical therapists, to help people, it's a wonderful gift and a wonderful talent.
Have you ever had physical therapy, Jonah?
I need it, I think, actually. no, let's talk about me. All right.
Have you ever had it?
Well, I went to an orthopedist, very fine fellow in Rhinebeck. I won't mention his name because he'll get mad at me because, you know.
Well, everybody gets mad at you. Why stop now?
But
anyway,
I had a shoulder problem. I had a shoulder problem. And he borrowed a needle from a local veterinarian and injected me with cortisone. And it sort of helped a little bit. He's very talented and has a nice touch. And he has recommended that next stop is physical therapy. So what kind of things will I see or people who are listening at home, if a doctor says, you know, you need to go to physical therapy, do you have weights? Do you have machines? Is it just, done without weights and machines? Give us a typical session in your...
See, I set him up.
Thank you.
He doesn't know anything about what you do.
So what are you going to expect?
So tell us what when you've been... We either call directly as a patient or somebody has been referred to you and they walk into your office. Does it look like a gym? Does it look like a hospital operating room? What's the story?
Well, initially we would take them back to a private room and do a thorough evaluation. Look at your range of motion and try to figure out exactly what's the etiology or what's the cause of that shoulder pain. And then we try to,
And they're not going to do it now, so... Calm down.
Oh, I saw often to get free session.
Then we develop we assess it and decide what with the doctor's input what the problem is, and then we either use modalities such as ultrasound or laser or electrical stim to try to manage some of the pain. But primarily, we try to restore the function of that joint back to normal through strengthening it and working on your range of motion and.
Now, many doctors, for example, my doctor had x-rays taken. Will you also examine the x-rays, or is that not something you're supposed to do?
We'll take a look at the x-rays if we have availability. We can't read x-rays, per se, but sometimes that can be helpful in determining the severity of an arthritic joint or something like that.
Now, John, what about weight training? I mean, the people who haven't been to physical therapy like me have an idea that maybe they've taking their elderly mother over there, and they put little 5-pound weights around their ankles, and they're trying to lift them as best they can.
He's so hoping you have weights in your office. Can you tell them?
I can see that. Yes.
I mean, come on.
We do have weights.
Just spit it out, Jonah.
Okay. But I think the most important thing, and I think Bill touched on this a bit, is that we individualize the program.
Right.
So we're looking specifically at you. What are some of the kind of movement disorders, the issues that are going on with, let's say, your shoulder?
Right.
Which muscles are weak and strong? And then we tailor that routine to you. And sometimes we use weights. And we have other machines. And then we also, a very important part of that is the home program. The patient's got to do something.
Oh, the homework. That's a good point.
Homework,
yeah. Right. Tell us about that.
Well, again, individual program for the patient. And then we modify that as we go so that as they're going through their therapy, they shouldn't really be doing the same old exercises for weeks and weeks. We should be modifying it. We should be giving them more challenging things as they're able to
get stronger or become,
absolutely,
or they are repairing. I don't know. Maybe that's not a technical term, but as you're getting better, as you're rehabilitating.
You know, what surprises me, gentlemen, is that you talk about muscles and bones. I always thought physical therapy was just bone related, but it is muscle related. And is there a typical amount of
related? Suspect. I don't know, John. Am I correct?
Oh, sure.
You're dealing with tendons. You're dealing with muscles. You're dealing with bones. You're dealing with the whole thing.
And it really gets back to movement.
Yes.
Bill Breemiller, let me ask you this question now. Is there a typical amount of time that somebody has to be in physical therapy, or it just varies depending on how severe the problem is?
No, it varies greatly. We can have someone come in, such as an individual that has back pain, and we can evaluate them and decide that, look, you just need a home exercise program, and it'll be one visit. We may see somebody else that has multiple trauma from a motor vehicle accident, and it could take months to restore, many joints to the functional level.
Now, John Roger, let me ask you this. How does somebody listening at home think they might need a physical therapist? How would they know it? Because, you get up with the aches and pains. You don't know. It's maybe people have different tolerances for pain. What are the warning signs that maybe they should see a physician or come and see you in Millbrook for physical therapy?
Well, I think they have to think about, are they having trouble doing things that they would normally do?
Right.
So if they're not able to get up out of a chair anymore, if they're having trouble gardening, they're having some pain with those activities, we want to keep people going. I mean, that's our real goal. Sometimes people get worried that we're going to stop them from doing things. And
well,
it's just the opposite.
Use your judgment, and you know when you need to see a professional.
You know, we'll find out more about this in just a moment, but first let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary, on the air and around the world by podcast on iTunes and at www.radiorotary.org. My name is Jonah Trebois, and my co-host is the exquisitely mobile Sarah O'Connell, and our very special guests today, physical therapist Bill Bremuller and John Roger. And Sarah, who exercises their right to bring us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, Jonah, this week Radio Rotary is sponsored by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Congress Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Highland, Hyde Park, Kinderhook Tri-Village, Middletown, Millbrook, and Poughkeepsie, Arlington. And did I mention
what?
That it is the award-winning Radio Rotary?
That's true. That's true. And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Whether it's helping to eliminate a dreaded disease, volunteering at a food bank, or equipping a school library, Rotary is people who know that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Jettelson Giordano & Siegel, CPA-PC, is a full-service accounting, tax, and business consulting firm.
JGS specializes in business succession planning, including ownership transition, management transition, as well as family and non-family transitions.
The JGS staff works alongside you to solve the problems of your specific business or personal situation.
JGS is conveniently located on Route 211 in Middletown, New York. To learn more, please contact JGS at 845-692-9500 or visit them on the web at www.jgspc.com.
Jettelson, Giordano, and Siegel, your essential partner in business.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio and online at HudsonValleyTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I'm Sarah O'Connell, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jonah Trebrosser, the squeaky, weaky, ache, and painy Jonah Trebrosser.
Just wait till you get to be my age, young lady.
I'm holding my breath. And today our special guests are physical therapists Bill Bremuller and John Roger, and they have a practice in Millbrook and I believe another office in Hopewell Junction.
Yeah.
And in the last segment, we talked about the types of people that come to see them, why they come to see them, but we wanted to really delve into how has physical therapy as a medical arts practice changed in the past, say, decade, 15 years?
Well, especially
what's
with all
the
baby boomers
now?
Coming of age and the talk about the fact that more and more Americans are obese. How's
well,
that changed?
And that our population is getting older. I mean, there's a lot of directions
right.
We can go into here. But I know Bill has some pretty definite ideas or thoughts he'd like to share, so...
Yeah, there are several reasons why physical therapy has changed. One of which is that the orthopedic surgical techniques have become so advanced that they can do things arthroscopically that they couldn't do 10 years ago.
Could you explain what that term is, arthroscopically?
Where they do surgery on, say, a shoulder, and they don't open the joint. They have very small incisions that they go in. There's very little tissue damage.
Right.
It's less evasive.
It's much less invasive, and it takes a lot more skill for the surgeon to perform those techniques. But it also means that they're fixing things, and more people are having surgery that didn't have surgery before.
Oh, so, I didn't think of it that way. I thought of it that it's just less dramatic surgeries.
Well, and we see more. We see more shoulder surgeries.
Okay.
And, of course, the shoulder surgeries and other surgeries are being done on younger athletes because of the significant increase in the amount of sports participation.
Right.
So can I ask a quick question? Are shoulders more common of an injury than knees? Are knees the most high, you know, the highest volume of injuries?
15 years ago, I would say knees were more prevalent than shoulders. But I think shoulders in our practice have become, we're seeing more shoulders than knees at this point.
Why is that? Is it the type of activity people are doing?
I think it's related to that. A lot of overhead activities. The shoulder is a very complex joint. It's not a very stable joint. And it has to, you know, do a lot of different movements. And so people are much more active, and we see more injuries to the shoulder. But I do think it goes back to the surgical techniques.
Gotcha.
Now, speaking of surgeries, you know, you hear a lot about hip replacements and knee replacements with titanium and all sorts of other miracle events, John Roger. Is after these surgeries, is physical therapy called for often?
Yes, it's part of a standard of care.
Right.
And a continuum of care that people who are having joint replacements are going to have physical therapy. They should. And, you know, again, what we're doing with that is trying to maximize their function, increase the motion of those joints, because oftentimes, let's say, a knee replacement is very stiff after the surgery.
Right.
So initially, the person may have pain from swelling and irritation, even though those painful parts of the joint are removed. So just the surgery itself is somewhat of a trauma. And then after we do the therapy with them, obviously we expect them to be better than they were before.
Mm-hmm. So how can our listeners at home prevent these kind of injuries? Like, you know, you talked about back injuries earlier, Bill Breimiller. And how can they prevent these things in proper ways? Can you advise proper ways to pick up heavy objects and things like that?
Well, I think the most basic reason or way people can reduce their risk of injury or rate of injury is to stay in good physical condition and, you know, manage their weight and to exercise aerobically and some kind of a strength and flexibility program. If people have a well-rounded fitness program, they're going to minimize their risk of injury and overuse.
So, Bill, you're talking about aerobic. That's obviously getting your heart rate up. Then strength training, a little bit of strength training is light weight lifting, perhaps. And then stretching could be, say, a yoga program or a Pilates program.
Or it could be just a flexibility program that they could do at home. And the strength training, you know, really should be supervised or at least set up by someone that knows what they're doing.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Don't you think most of that should be supervised?
I do, especially initially.
Initially, because you can hurt yourself.
Yeah, is this the kind of thing you folks right. can do for your customers, your patients?
We see people that come in. People have an interest in starting fitness programs. And
right.
Athletes or parents that want to make sure their child is going to be at a minimal risk to injury, we'll see patients or, you know, athletes to evaluate them and get them on a program to reduce their rate of a torn ligament.
That's a good idea.
And if the folks at home would like to reach you, how would they do that? John?
Well, you can reach us at our office. The number is 845-677-5021.
Give that again.
845-677-5021.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. We'll repeat that before the end of the show. Do you have a website?
Yes, we do. It's millbrookpt.com.
I have a quick question. Well, you came from different educational backgrounds. I mean, you didn't go to the same schools. You didn't have the same training. And Bill, you have a military background. And I want to know how you guys hooked up, how you met, and how you became a partnership here.
Well, I guess I can talk about that. Bill had established the practice in Millbrook. When did you start there?
In 1990.
Okay. And I'm originally from Hopewell Junction. I graduated from John Jay High School. And when my wife and I were thinking about coming back to the area, I saw this little advertisement that was looking for physical therapist in Millbrook, New York. And I said, hey, I think I know where that is.
So you answered the ad, and
right.
you and guys met and clicked, and what yep. the rest is history? Bill?
Well, John proved himself. He has a very good work ethic, and he's a skilled clinician, and you know, I wanted to see if we could somehow make him a partner, and we worked that out, and John has been a great asset to the corporation.
And I will say for folks at home that, you know, if your doctor says you need physical therapy, or if you're listening to us and say, gee, you know, that sounds like something I need, these are two very charming individuals. I'm sure they're very gentle, and they're very encouraging, and it's nothing to be afraid of. Our people come in, like, very nervous, like...
Sometimes they do.
Not knowing what's happening.
Oh, sure, I'll bet. I mean, because a lot of times people must be hurt and in pain. I know, well, you've never had physical therapy. The first time I went to physical therapy, I was 9 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to tell you how old I am now, but I've been in physical therapy.
Younger than springtime, are you?
I love physical therapy because I always get better.
Uh-huh.
It's always like, okay, I am going to be on the road of recovery. And I guess we can share the fact that I fractured my foot recently, so I'll be in physical therapy again soon. I mean, silly things like that, you know, that you, silly, well, I think it's a silly accident. But anyway, the net result is I have a foot thing on now, and I'm probably going to have to go and have some rehab, I'm sure.
And Sarah, there is some trepidation with people that come to the office, especially when they've never experienced
physical
therapy. Because
you've been in pain, or it's scary.
And they've heard stories of, you know, physical therapists that, you know, it hurts. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. In order to restore a joint to a normal function, that it can be uncomfortable. But there's a way to do that in a
gently
and encouraging way and still
also
get results.
Let's be clear, we're not doing chiropractory here. That's a totally different gig, isn't it?
That is.
Yeah.
It's a different model of health.
It's a different type of therapy. So I agree. I feel like when I've had to go, I'm like, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, that I'm going to get better and I'm going to start feeling less pain.
In the minute or so we have left, gentlemen, can you share with us probably, you know, your favorite case, the one where you saw the best results, something that somebody who came in, like, unable to move and you got them out dancing, something along those lines, John?
One of the ones that comes to mind is a person where we were talking a lot about shoulders, right?
Yeah.
And this gentleman had a five-year-old grandson that he couldn't play ball with. And, you know...
And it made him sad.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you think about, that's just an iconic American, you know, activity, playing ball with
absolutely.
Your grandson. And when you can't do it, it really affects your life.
Well, Bill Breemuller and John Roger, a physical therapist, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary, and thank you for everything you do for your patients. It's great to hear you. And give us, John, one more time, the phone number and the email address.
Oh, sure. It's
the website.
845-677-5021, and our website is millbrookpd.com.
Well, thank you both for joining us. And Sarah, who do we have to thank for bringing us Radio Rotary this week?
Well, this week, Jonah, Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary International, Rotary District 7210, and the Rotary Clubs of Newburgh, New City, New Paul's, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Red Hook, and Southern Ulster.
For my co-host, Sarah O'Connell, for our engineer, Jay Bersey, and for our producer, Miss Betty Renner, this is Jonah Treib-Wassa thanking you for tuning in and invite you to join us again at this same time next week for another edition of Radio Rotary.